Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Let's Talk Archetypes with your host, renowned intuitive and author, Roy Solberg.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for joining me today. I'm Roy, and today we're going to talk about being an authentic person and connecting to your spiritual side. First of all, a note, no call-ins today because this broadcast is recorded. I am in Copenhagen, Denmark, and can't get through live on Skype. But next week, we hope everything will work out, and I will be calling you from Germany. But today we're exploring how to become authentic. You may want to get a pencil and paper because, as you know, I am infamous for giving homework assignments. When my children were young, they received chickens and a duck for Easter. Now, the chickens went on their way knowing who they were. They laid eggs. They lived to be long and healthy hens. But the duck, as you might know, imprint with whoever or whatever they're raised with. Now, Duck Duck was a female mallard, and she was raised with two white German shepherds, and she firmly believed she was a dog. On hot summer days, the three of them would lie in the shade, the dogs panting and the duck imitating with her beak wide open. She learned how to chase cats, eat dog food, and would follow the dogs to the knoll, adding her quacks to the barks as they warned away the coyotes. We would stroll on the ridge in the evening and we'd have the dogs in front, cats trailing behind, and bringing up the rear would be Duck Duck complaining loudly because she couldn't keep up. It wasn't until a couple of years later that her hormones kicked in and she began to nest and lay eggs. She finally learned she could fly with terrible crash landings. She connected to her true spirit as a wild duck and flew away after a few months to soar with the fellow ducks. Now, history has given us many myths of rediscovery of authentic self and spirit, including the eagle raised with chickens, the lion cub raised with lamb, the ugly duckling, all the same theme of wrong thinking and discovery of their power and true self. As children, we imprint in the same way as the duck. We imprint with people, places, beliefs, and experience. And then our thoughts confirm that we are what we believed ourselves to be. And in the next phase of our life, if we're lucky, we will learn to accept and reframe these imprints, these beliefs and thoughts, until there comes a time that we can soar with spirit and live in harmony between the unseen and the seen. My life wasn't a lot different in my awakening to spiritual consciousness, that shifting from the seen and unseen and the remembering of my authentic self. It was a rocky road from the beginning. For the majority of my life, it was easier to live in the energy of spirit, ignoring my body rather than living in the present world. I spent years resisting and denying what I knew I was here to do. As a young child, I had a vision of serving the people that scared me, and I ran running into the bedroom to my mother, who reassured me, "You don't have to do that," and I believed her. She was wrong. I created a life of resistance. At the same time, I began to learn about energy and power of white light, and I knew instinctively how to use it for protection. I knew how to send it long distances for other people to use for healing. The sound of Om vibrated through my head before I knew what it meant. I experienced many things along the way to being comfortable with my relationship to spirit, including soul travel, going back in time, and bilocating, which is a lot easier than soul travel, or at least for me. I experienced the disappearance of my body into tiny cellular crystals of light energy. And during this time of confusion and chaos, I had visions, including spirits of three aboriginals who stood at the foot of my bed while the rainbow serpent squared on the mattress edges. They handed me a gift that I could not comprehend at the time. I became aware of a past life as a leader of people who were betrayed and slaughtered by others, and at the time I died swearing I would never, never, responsible for anyone's spirit or soul again. So most of my life was experienced in hiding. I prayed for guidance and experienced a noise and energy from too many entities talking at once. And it got to the point where I just wanted to give up. I wanted to turn a deaf ear to all input. I began to feel isolated and abandoned. And let me tell you, my arguments with God have been long and terrific and at times horrific, until I realized and accepted that the forces and energies of the universe are always on my side. The most vital thing I learned through all of this is that Spirit is always with you. It is always protecting you. It always leads you to do what serves you when you open the door. And when you keep that door closed, Spirit camps on your doorstep, using any means necessary to move you forward and activate that contract that you agreed to when you began to reincarnate, when you came back to Earth. We always come back with a purpose or a goal. Just like I knew that when I was a young child, and I spent so many years trying to avoid it, trying to make it seem as if it weren't true. So, somewhere along the line of moving through choice points or surrender points, and I had my own share of each, I got tired of going one more round with God, and I chose to let her win. Because, remember, it truly is easier to ride the horse in the direction it's going. So after that time, after I began to accept the fact that, yeah, you know, this is my life's work, and you better get to doing it, get busy, let's start working and start being present, start being in my own power and my own authenticity, my work at that point began to evolve once I began owning my relationship. Once I began balancing the worlds of physical reality and spiritual reality. And let me tell you, that's an ongoing process. That is a daily process of keeping those two balanced. And that's what my work is about right now. With the radio show and readings and classes, all of my work is designed to assist you in rediscovering and reclaiming your power and learning how to live in your own authenticity, in your own spirit. I created the Spirit of Archetype cards to nurture your awakening and to allow you to recognize your own spiritual consciousness and take it to a higher level of frequency, one that is authentic to you, because we are each individualistic. You know, the energy all moves together, but each one of us is separate at the same time. And we express that energy and spirit and power in our own uniqueness. So today, our goal is to look at how to balance that spiritual consciousness with personal life in a way that supports your unique expression of God. Years ago, at an IONS conference in Palm Springs, I took a class from Elizabeth Roberts, and she said this quote: "Who I am on the inside and who I am on the outside shall be separate no more." That was a turning point for me. That, hearing that quote, just sort of hit me right between the eyes and resonated through my entire body. Because up until that time, I had not been living an authentic life. I had kept my spiritual, intuitive life quiet and secretive for a number of reasons. And at that time, I was not standing in my own personal power, much less owning who I was. So that was the day I made the decision that my inside and my outside world would be in harmony. And that's all it took. It started major life changes for me. So let's face it, there's no way you can be authentic if you are living separate lives. It's like you're a split personality. So here's one of your homework assignments already. Ask yourself, is your public persona at odds with your personal persona? Do your beliefs and spiritual life match up with what you do every day? How and when do you separate yourself? What does it look like? What do you say that's different? How do you know? How do you feel? Because that incongruency will vibrate through your body in some manner. It's kind of like, remember we talked about the intuition and how it comes into your body and then it resonates in a separate chills, drop in the stomach, whatever is unique to you. When we are out of our authenticity, it's like the energy is leaving. So with the intuition coming in, it's a download, and this is, I guess, the energy just escapes. You can see how I'm moving my hands to show you. It just leaves your system. And somehow you feel a lack, you feel a loss. So pay attention to that. So when you say something or a situation arises that you feel you're out of integrity or out of your authenticity, notice what your energy does, what it feels like, how you feel. So you want to ask yourself, another part of your assignment, are you expressing your gifts and talents or are you hiding them? Are you living your life, your own life, the one you want to live, or are you living a life that was prescribed and formulated by someone else? You know, when I have sessions with clients, I tell everybody, I'm your fairy godmother, and I can give you anything you want. You just have to tell me, what do you want? And most of the time, I first hear what other people want for them. Well, my husband wants this, my wife wants me to do that, my teachers would like for me, my mom says, and on and on and on. So finally, we get down to, that's very nice, glad you feel supported, but what do you want? What dreams have you set aside for other people? Because we get that program, we get that imprint of what other people want us to do, and we feel that that's what we have to do to make other people happy. And we have this misconception that if we make other people happy, we'll be happy. You want to make yourself happy first. You're the most important thing. It's all about you. And when it's all about you, then you give other people permission for it to be all about them. And I'm not talking selfishness. I'm talking standing in your own uniqueness, owning your own power, knowing who you are, and then expressing that out into the world through love and your actions and just who you are. We've all been around people who are so wonderfully energetic. We just want to curl up and be with them forever. You know that they're happy. They're expressing that happiness and joy out in their life. So that's what we're after. That doesn't mean that we're never upset. It just means the core issue for us is love and happiness. So remember that the authentic self, that core of you, your spirit, is not defined by anything outside of yourself, and it takes constant and conscious intention to clear away everything that we've imprinted that doesn't empower us. Those beliefs that we're not good enough, we can't do this, we have to stay in this role, we have to stay in this box, those don't empower us. Now, if you've been imprinted with you're the best thing that ever happened to you, wonderful. Hold on to that one, because it's true. You are the best thing that ever happened to you. If you've been imprinted with life is great, and I believe it was Sandra Bullock who said she gets up every day wanting to just suck the nectar out of this day. Perfect. Perfect. Then you hold on to those because they empower you. I want you to begin more homework here. I told you I was infamous for homework. List the roles that you play. Who are you? So you start with saying, who am I? I am, for instance, mother, father, child. I am a grandmother. writer, author, radio host, teacher, mentor. I mean, you know, the list can go on and on and on. Once you do that, go back and list the labels you have about that. Are you a good mother? Are you a happy woman? Are you a successful businesswoman? Are you a goof-off, a screw-up? Are you talented or the starving artist? So again, this goes back to the archetypes. Am I in the illuminated power or am I in the unilluminated shadow? After you do this, I want you to list all the things that you own, or a good majority of the things you own, your house, your car, your job, clothes. And then taking one at a time, ask yourself, am I my job? Am I my profession? Am I my house? And as you go down, you realize, no, I'm not any of those things. I am not my possessions. I am not the outside world. And if I'm not the outside world, then who am I? You know, we do have to take care of things. We have to take care of the house. We have to earn money to put food on the table. Those are actions. That's not who you are. That's what you're doing. So the next thing I want you to do is, once you define who you are, what the labels are, now you can begin to rewrite your story. Because when you change your story, you can change your life. So make a list of how you express your spirit, or when you don't express your spirit. Do you hide it in confrontations when others disagree with you? Do people know where you stand? Do you allow everyone to think that you're in agreement with them to make them happy? Do you say yes when you should say no? And remember my rule, there are two reasons to do something. I want to, or I don't want to. That's it. If I don't want to, but I feel that I have to, back up the bus, I want to, or I don't want to. And what you say is, sorry, that's not going to work for me. In fact, forget the sorry. Just say, you know, that's not going to work for me. So one of the things I learned from the Lakota elders is to stand your ground, speak up for yourself, but at the same time, don't make the other person wrong. Because when we make the other person wrong, then we're in judgment. It's not always an easy task. But my favorite saying when I disagree with someone is, I can't go there with you. I'm still in integrity. I don't have to argue. I don't have to let them think that I'm agreeing with whatever they're saying if I don't. Because, you know, to be silent and let someone believe that you're with them when you're not, you would be out of integrity. And as we know, you're either in integrity or out of integrity. There is no in between. It's like being a little bit pregnant. You know, it just doesn't work. So when you are out of integrity, again, you can feel that energy shift and the drain out of your spirit. Your spirit has gone on a mission that it doesn't belong on. So at that point, bring that spirit back. Either correct yourself or correct the situation. So speaking up and being in integrity and in authenticity allows other people to do the same. If you're not inauthentic energy and you're living someone else's life, then your intuition is going to be skewed. You are not going to get the information you need to fulfill your purpose and to live your life the way you want. So after you define who you are, who you really are, not your car, not your home, I want you to write a statement of intention. This is who I am. This is who I am. Now, you may write and rewrite and rewrite, and that's perfectly okay, because I want you to remember that you always get the result of your intention. So let's set that intention that you are in your authentic self at all times. So you can redesign and rewrite your life. You can change your story, as I said, anytime you want. If you have a set of the Spirit of Archetype cards, then do the spiral to the center of self, because that will give you a great deal of information on the archetypal patterns you're living in the various areas of your life. Shadow archetypes are not authentic. They hide your spirit, and you can't find your life's purpose if you're hiding your talents and gifts. Believe me, I've been there, done that, and it's virtually impossible. Because when we're true to ourselves and true to your own spirit, then you live a life that expresses that spirit and your personal power. And as you do that, you gift it to everyone else in your life, because you now allow everyone else to do the same. We have a few minutes left here, and I want to end with a story that I read by Jack Kornfield. He tells the story of a village, and the people of the village sing a lot. And when a woman wants to conceive and hears the voice of her unborn child, she will then go out into the wilderness and she waits, she meditates, she prays, she waits until she hears the song of this unborn child. Once she hears it and learns it, she goes back to the village to get her husband, and she teaches him to sing the song of their unborn child. And then they go out to the wilderness, and they sing the song as they're conceiving. So for the next 9 months, the woman and the husband teach the rest of the village the child's song. And as the child is born, the villagers gather round and sing this child into the world. And as the child grows, the villagers care for the child, and when the child is hurt or ill, they sing his song. And when the child excels in learning, they sing his song. And when the child grows up and marries, the people sing the two songs of the new couple. And when the child dies, their song is sung for the last time. Each of us has our own song. It is our job to learn it, to teach it to others, and to sing it loud and clear for the entire world to hear. And just know that I am here to assist you if you need help in finding and clarifying your song. You can contact me through roysilver.com or my email, which is roysilver@gmail.com. But learn your song and get it out there. Sing it loud and clear. I don't care if I just sing it. Stand on the mountaintop if you have to. And get out there and sing it. Next week, hopefully, everything with Skype will work. And I will be chatting with you from Germany. And we're going to talk about passion and purpose. Once we have learned how to be in our authentic power, is what I'm trying to say, then the passion and purpose is much clearer, much easier to learn. So I want you to join me, and we'll explore some more. We'll find out how to find your passion, how to live with passion and purpose, and combined with authenticity. So my thought for the week is this: we create from the inside out. So this week, allow life to move through you rather than making it come to you, because your life, your spirit, and your authenticity is inside. See you next week.